I know, I'm an hour late, and I haven't been home to change yet, and I'm all rumpled from work. Just don't say anything, it's been a really long week. You promised me food and beer and other things. So, as long as you keep your promises, my night is about to get better. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Pizza sounds good, I guess. Oh, looks like you're all set up here. Wow. You don't buy that kind of beer. You actually distinctly make fun of me for buying that kind of beer. It's an odd choice. I've gotten used to the lower quality. Ha ha ha. Yes, I'm kidding. But it's a nice change. Thank you. So, pizza, which, again, odd choice. Beer, good stuff. What are we watching? What do you mean I can't sit down? What, am I gonna wreck your couch or something? My clothes. Who the fuck cares what I'm wearing? I'm gonna be naked in 20 minutes anyway. What difference does it make? Yeah. This is what I told you I didn't get home to change. What? You're being weird. Okay, you're being really weird. I don't care if I have to lay around in my blouse and pants. Sure. Your stuff doesn't fit me, though. So, if you want me to put on a pair of your pants and stuff, then I'm gonna be naked a lot sooner than 20 minutes, just unless that's the plan. I mean, I'm good with that, too, but seriously, you're being weird. All right, if you have... Did I leave stuff here? Oh. All right. Sure. If you have it, I'll wear it. That's fine. Yeah, those are my yoga pants. I don't remember leaving those here. Whatever. I've been here so many times, it's probably highly likely that I did. Is that my brother's hoodie? He's been asking me for that. I've been looking for that for like 2 months now, since you wore it home that first night. Well, if I'd known you were going to keep it, I wouldn't have let you wear it home. So yeah, I'll wear it, and that way I know I'm taking it home with me. Okay, all right. I'm changing. This is still really... You're being weird. Okay. Seriously, it takes a second. Calm down. There. Okay. Better? Okay, you were right. This does feel better. So much better. No, it's just been a really long week. My partner's been out sick, and I've been handling his job and my job all by myself. And, of course, they don't, you know, take that into consideration when they're dumping caseloads on me. They just figure, oh well, he'll come back at some point and we'll get it done. But it just makes for a really long week. I'm fine if we want to wait for a bit on food. Booze is good. I mean, alcohol is good. I can live with beer for a while. You sure you're okay, though? Because you are being a little bit strange. Even for you. I mean, let's be honest. You're just being like twitchy and you look really uncomfortable and anxious somehow. You're not normally an anxious person, so it's kind of glaring when you act like this. Okay. If there's nothing wrong, but you'd tell me if there was, right? Okay. All right. Oh, I'm just gonna stretch out here for a minute. Nope, that was a bad idea, because I'm gonna fall asleep. I don't wanna fall asleep. Well, part of me does. Part of me, though, thinks that I need food and an orgasm or two, and passing out on your couch is not going to get that accomplished, so I'm gonna just wake myself up. Oh, come on, that was funny. You could have laughed. Now I know something's wrong, because you usually laugh when I'm being stupid. At least to humor me, if nothing else. Come on, spill. What's going on? Okay, I'm wearing my brother's hoodie and a pair of yoga pants. Thanks for the update. I don't. And we're gonna have pizza. Well, I appreciate that you're not gonna order it with pineapple, but given that you expect me to eat it, that was kind of a given. Okay. And yeah, that is the beer that I drink and have for a while now. What are you getting at? Wow. My brain's a little fried, isn't it? Yeah, this is kind of everything that was happening the first night we slept together. Okay, I'll go with it. Is there a reason that that's a thing? Clearly a planned thing. Is that you're going somewhere with this? You want to tell me what? Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm gonna stop you right there. Before you do this, because I think I know what's coming. You're turning entirely too many shades of red right now for this not to be the conversation I think it is. But before you do this, before you change everything, I want to remind you that you are the one that said we had to keep friends as friends and sex as sex, and we couldn't cross the two. Remember? That was all you. 'Cause we spent that amazing night, and then the next morning, you flipped out. You got uncomfortable and you got weird, kind of like you are tonight. And we had to have the talk. Like before you even left, we hadn't even had coffee yet, and you were making sure I knew where the line was. So, we've had some really great sex, and we've managed to keep things from being weird and to stay away from conversations like this. So if you do this, you don't get to wake up in the morning and freak out, and you don't get to take it back. You don't get to change your mind, okay? You cross the line and it's crossed. And that means that it's done. We either go forward or we don't. And don't means we don't just keep going the way we have. We can't. So think very, very carefully about what you want your next words to be, okay? And think very carefully about the impact of them, please. Because this is kind of our lives that you're holding in your hands right now. So, I'm done. I'm done rambling and stalling. But just be aware, okay? Make sure this is what you want. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Oh, you're so close now. I think I liked it better when there was a little bit of distance between us. When you were over there and I was here and I didn't have to feel the heat coming from you, and I didn't have to smell that scent that isn't aftershave and isn't cologne and isn't deodorant. It's just, it's you. It's your skin. It's your hair. It's just you. I was doing better without that while we're doing this. So, now that I have to deal with that part too, why don't you put me out of my misery and just say what you gotta say, okay? Please. Really? You mean it? You absolutely 100% mean it. You don't get to change your mind. You don't want to, right? Say it again. One more time. Just one more time. I've been waiting for you to say that for months. Like, months. And probably longer than that. Sorry, I got caught up in the moment. Yes. Of course. How did you not? Of course. I love you too. I've loved you for so long, and yes, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I will say it a million times if you need me to. I love you. Mm. Mm. Oh. Okay, so what? I mean, I said I was going to be naked within 20 minutes. I think that might be a long estimate at this point. Tell me what you want. Tell me. You planned this. I'm still coming to grips with that. You don't plan things. You don't. You just don't. So the fact that you planned this right down to the last detail, just you're gonna have to give me a minute with that. You're serious. And that kind of drives that point home, doesn't it? Oh, that's as far as you planned. Well, that's no pressure. No, none. Well, there is there is one thing that I know you particularly enjoy, and given what we just said, and that you went to so much effort tonight, and that you're gonna order the pizza without pineapple, and you bought the beer that you don't like just for me, I think that special treat is in order. You just lit up like a kid on Christmas, so I think it's the right choice right now. Do you want to sit or do you want to stand? Oh, you want to stand. Okay. That's a good thing your carpet's soft, isn't it? All right. Okay. I'm on my knees. Which, I'm not gonna lie, I like being on my knees for you. It's one of my favorite things. So, for the next little while, I'm just gonna show you how much I love you. And I'm gonna make the plans, okay? I didn't think you'd argue with me. Now, let's drop your pants. Because I kind of need some props for this. All right. What's that? Oh. Yes, I remember the other part of this. I seem to remember a very frenzied, drunken Saturday night where I enticed you to tell me your fantasies. And one of them was a really good blowjob. Well, I described what I wanted you to do to me. Because you really like it when I talk dirty to you. And I think I can make that happen. No. Today, when I was so crazy busy, all I thought about was coming over here tonight. Because I wanted you to take my pants off as soon as I got here. Because, you know, I absolutely love it. When you throw me off at the back of the couch. And you point my pussy at you. And at first you hold me down. And you don't let me move. And you spread my legs wide. So you can see how wet I am for you. And you trace your fingers over my pussy lips. And they're all wet and shiny. Kind of like my lips are right now. Over your rock hard cock. And you rub and you rub. And your fingers slide over my clit. And you do that until I'm writhing and begging. Just when I think I can't take it anymore, you shove two of those fingers inside me. You shove them deep in my pussy. And you go so deep. And you fuck me with them. And you don't let me move. You don't let me wriggle. And you don't let me take any more pleasure from you than you're willing to give me. And you bring me to the absolute edge until I think I'm gonna come and come and come and never stop. And my pussy is dripping wet around you. And I'm flowing over your hand. And I'm clenching. And I'm crying out for you. I'm begging you. I'm calling your name. Got a little excited there, did we? Oh, it was totally fine. Just as I'm about to come, you take those fingers out of me and leave me empty, begging you, pushing back against you. And then you come up behind me, and I feel the head of your hard, hot cock, and in one solid thrust, you shove it to the hilt inside me. You're getting close, I can feel it. yes, please come in my mouth. Please. It's the first of many you're gonna have tonight. Please. Imagine fucking me over the back of the couch, making me scream for you. Come on, baby. Come on, give it to me. I can feel it. It's right there. Come on, come for me. Come for me. Oh, shoot that hot load down my throat. Come on, baby. I love you so much and I want it. I want it all. Come on. There it is. Just leave them on my tongue for a minute. I want to feel you go soft. Well. Oh, no. Don't worry about me. That was only the beginning. For now, though, I think I need to eat something. Surprised you didn't hear my stomach growling. So, for the rest of the night, I'm all yours. But I need nourishment. Let's order the pizza. And then I'll let you fuck my brains out any way you want. But I think we need to start over the back of the couch. What do you think? I love you. Oh, I love you so much. Yeah, I'll let you do anything you want. But I do have one condition. You want to hear it? You better not put pineapple on the fucking pizza. Mm.